This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
First story takes a look at content in this new Malaysia. Now, you will be aware of YouTubers The Ming Thing. They've been known for their comedy videos and sketch show, short story videos. They're very, very famous. Lots of, you know, hundreds of thousands of hits on YouTube, right? And now they are going to be, Malaysia's only representative on YouTube's Creators for Change Global Initiative.
Yep, so that's a global initiative that promotes awareness, tolerance, empathy. In fact, I think they've just returned from London after attending their YouTube social impact camp just about 2 weeks ago.
Correct. And so, at this camp, I guess it's a place where you can discuss the kind of issues and topics you want to address, because obviously YouTube as a platform and videos as a tool go beyond just, you know, making you laugh, right? I mean, the whole idea is to actually use it as an instrument for change. Mm-hmm. And they've decided to take on the subject of racism.
Yep, that's right. Because I think the idea with this is to use the channels to spread positivity, address social issues plaguing the community, whichever community you represent, you know, issues like xenophobia, Islamophobia, LGBT issues, body shaming. So The Ming Thing specifically decided to look at racism in our country, especially racial propaganda in the media.
Yes. Mm. And you know, of course, all of this is opening up now. I mean, I guess one of the subjects we've been addressing over the last month since the election is how the media is going to approach this newfound freedom. Well, actually, we don't actually have newfound freedom. We're just waiting for them to repeal those laws. So in the meantime, we're kind of, you know, we're treading waters to find out what is acceptable and not, right?
So let me ask you this. When you think racism in the media here in Malaysia, where does your mind go to?
My mind goes to whether or not we can address the difficult issues that we're not allowed to talk about, right? Mm. So, you know, it's often we don't...
Well, racism specifically.
Oh, yeah, no. So we don't because it's often taboo subjects like racism. Mm-hmm. Like, there are very obvious issues of racism that we don't talk about because we think, oh, if we bring it up, it's too sensitive and it'll cause trouble among the people.
Well, there's that. I also think of the different stereotypes that we're so used to, you know, ads that target perhaps specific communities, ads that shun specific communities. You know, there have been some efforts to bridge the gap. I think, you know, when it comes to mainstream media, Petronas has done, I suppose, a lot of...
festive ads. And
well, festive ads that sort of try to... But it's a very soft take on hard issues.
Correct. And I think you see that a lot during festive seasons, and especially during the Merdeka season. Mm. It's always Melayu Cina India dan lain-lain featured in an ad, mm-hmm. and everyone is happy, happy, clappy, clappy. Yeah. You know, I mean, and they tell a very similar story, but mm-hmm. with kind of different people, right?
Yeah.
I think, to be fair, though, I think this year's Raya ads, I don't know if you caught any of them on YouTube, Caroline, but this year's Raya ads were quite different in the sense that... there was an interesting comedy tinge to a lot of them, and they were quite creative. The Tenaga National one was very good. I think the Petronas one was pretty good. So there were a lot of Raya ads that took a different take and didn't just go along those same old communal, let's hold hands and sing Kumbaya lines.
But do you think that has anything to do with the new Malaysian elections and all of that?
No, not this batch of Raya ads, only because they would have been made a few months ago, right?
One would imagine.
Correct. Mm-hmm. However, that being said, I think it's really impressive what these boys from the Ming Thing are doing, because I think in this new environment, a lot of these, I mean, we are figuring out how this new environment works as a media outlet.
Right, but
a lot of these content producers, these YouTube guys, podcasters out there, TV stations, need to figure out what's going to keep people excited, because the same old thing's not going to fly anymore.
And they have to do it largely on their own. I imagine, you know, you don't have a big setup. When you talk about YouTubers, I don't know whether this is actually a fact, but I imagine
whatever you're thinking, I don't think it's a stereotype, but carry on.
No. I'm just imagining a lot of YouTubers and wannabe famous YouTubers, for example, operating, say, from their bedroom, you know, just, you know, filming from there.
No, you're right.
They're pretty much on their own.
So they start out that way. Mm. And then I think when they start monetizing it, then, you know, get an office, better equipment, and you can tell from the quality of the videos, right? Yeah. But I think you're absolutely right. And that's the wonder of, I guess, this new space we live in. If you have a phone and an internet connection, you can pretty much start creating content. Mm-hmm. But in this new Malaysia, the question is, what is that content going to be?
Well, and for the main thing, it's they're going to focus on racism in the media.
And you know what? We're going to be speaking to Ming Han from the Ming Thing, and he's going to explain a little more on the kind of content they're looking to create, especially for this YouTube Creators for Change movement. In the meantime, though, here is some music from Leon Bridges, Smooth Sailing on BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you. We've been talking about content in this new Malaysia. Now, the Ming Thing, who've gained popularity in Malaysia for their YouTube comedy and sketch shows, have just come out to say that post-GE14, they feel the time is right to start making content about social change.
Right, so to find out more, we're going to speak to the guys themselves. Joining us on the line is Ming Han, who makes up one half of the brother duo, the Ming Thing. Ming, thank you. Ming Han, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Right. Now, when people think about the Ming Thing, comedy is immediately what comes to mind, less so about promoting awareness on social issues. Talk to us about what drew you towards creating videos for social change, and also, why now?
I think that's a really good question, man. Like social change, like whenever people say something like social change, like we immediately think about the noble things, you know, like those outreach programs, you got to fly somewhere in Cambodia to make a change, right? But I think like social change starts from even small things like just addressing a small issue, you know, like complaining, like can we complain less or not? And I feel like our videos kind of address that. Like we open an avenue for people to laugh about something first and then talk about it. But I think like it's been a very conscious decision to not talk about sensitive issues when we started this whole YouTube thing, because I mean, number one, it's a bit hard to talk about things like this, and number two, it wasn't really safe talking about things like this on a social platform, right? I mean, the avenue of trying to voice out something that's racial or political wasn't really something that was supported in general, because you could get into a lot of trouble if you appear to be taking a certain side. But I think we managed to create something for Merdeka based on a topic like that. I think that was a really fun thing to do, you know, because we could address the issue like, hey, you know what? This isn't an issue. Why is this a problem? Don't you have friends that you joke around with? And I felt like that was the beginning of us trying to do something, albeit it being very light. And this whole thing that we're doing this year is kind of like something, a step forward for that, something that directly addresses the issue of racial prejudice in our country, and where in the world does that come from?
Okay, so with this focus on the issue of racism in Malaysia, as Malaysian content creators, what do you feel you could or couldn't do in your videos to address matters like racism or even any other sensitive issues in the past?
Well, I think right off the bat, we are literally considered the minority of the minority. And what I mean is, like, we're Chinese boys who can't speak Chinese. So we're, like, double minority, right? Like, and I think that is an issue right away. There are certain things where my Malay friends can talk about with more authority and power. And there are certain things that if we address it, it might seem offensive because we are not on the same side of the fence. Bluntly put, or that's very horribly put. I think when it comes to racial issues, it definitely speaks louder if all of us talk about it together, all of us discuss it. And I think what has happened is, after these elections, just being connected to what happened on election day itself, you could see that small ripple effect of courage come out the more the votes came in, and everyone started getting braver and braver, talking about, you know what, this is happening, we can talk about this now. And even the reporters on TV got a bit more brave, and you know, it's just that new wave of courage to address what has been wrong this whole time. And I feel that has changed. Like, we now have a government that it is my hope that they support freedom of speech and justice in speech, or like in media use. Yeah.
Notwithstanding things like a new political environment or renewed sense of courage, comedy that is tasteless or bad will still result in people taking offense. I mean, how excited or concerned are you about balancing that fine line of creating comedy but also addressing social issues like racism?
Right. I think that's always an issue, right, when we talk about sensitive issues. Like, comedy is an amazing tool, but if you do it tactlessly or insensitively, I have friends who have tried talking about things to do with, well, sensitive issues, be it political or non-political, and that's a huge backlash because you don't do it right. I think the trick to it is just being smart, being well-informed about what you're talking about, and not going against people, but against the problem. If you focus on the sin, not the sinner kind of thing, right? I think that's always the trick, right? Like, if you victimize an individual, everyone has a moment of weakness. Everyone has mistakes. Instead, why don't we just address the problem? Why don't we address the problem and how to get around the problem or how to work through the problem? I think that would be the trick. Because if you make fun of people, we're going to just build a whole audience that wants to make fun of people. You know, but if we make fun of ourselves, we don't mind people making fun of us.
Yeah.
But as long as we highlight that problem that we're talking about, I think that is the solution to this.
All right. Well, all the best for that. And thank you so much for being with us on the program. That was Ming Han, one of the co-creators of The Ming Thing. Check them out on YouTube. They're hoping to release a video that addresses racial prejudice. Look out for it closer in September, I guess, to tie in with, you know, Malaysia Day, Merdeka. It's the best time to release all of these kind of things.
Because you're all soppy and everything.
Correct. Make people cry. Mm-hmm. That's how you fight racism.
Yeah.
Tug at their heartstrings. Exactly. All right, we've got some music coming your way. David Bowie with Heroes on BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.